What's your reaction to the repeal of the Equal Pay Enforcement Act in Wisconsin? This 2009 law that was passed by a democratically controlled legislature and signed into law by Democratic Governor Jim Doyle allowed workers who believed they were victims of wage discrimination to seek compensatory and punitive damages in state courts. We will talk with a Republican state senator, Glenn Grothman, in the first half of our state capitol report this hour, and he will explain why he thinks it was necessary to repeal this option. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, April the 16th, and this is our state capitol report. We will welcome your questions and your views for Senator Grothman at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. A number of listeners asked us to invite State Senator Glenn Grothman to appear on the show to explain his comments about the repeal of this Equal Pay Enforcement Act in Wisconsin and whether there is a problem or not in the state with women getting paid less than men for similar work. So we did, and he is with us. Glenn Grothman is a Republican state senator from West Bend. He is the assistant Republican leader in the state Senate, and he authored the bill that repealed this act, and he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
I know that you have an issue with the name of this bill, but that's what the Democrats who passed it called it, right? The Equal Pay Enforcement Act.
They may have called it that. I just call it Act 219. Which is what it is right now that we repealed. We repealed it, the bill that I authored and the Governor Walker signed. It was just Act 219.
I don't
like calling it the Equal Pay Protection Act because what we're doing is we're going back to the law, which was the law during the first 6 years that Governor Doyle was governor. And nobody, I think, really felt we had a problem with discrimination during those first 6 years. Furthermore, the Democrats have talked about this bill, I think, for political purposes, as being a bill primarily involved with women and sex discrimination. That's not true. The bill covers all discrimination claims filed with the Department of Workforce Development in the state of Wisconsin. Probably about 12.5% of those claims are for sex discrimination. Actually, a larger number of claims are for disability discrimination, for age discrimination, and for race discrimination. And a close number of claims are for criminal record and arrest discrimination. But I think for partisan reasons, the Democrats have tried to make this appear as though it's a bill about discrimination against women.
Right. It is. It's all workers, not just women.
Right. A very small percentage of the claims that this bill affects actually our women claim they've been discriminated against because they're women.
Yeah, well, the authors of this original act say that it was put into place because there was a problem with women not getting paid as much as men for similar work, and that's why they called it the Equal Pay Enforcement Act. And once this was in place, wages did improve in terms of equality.
I don't think that's true. I mean, like I said, a small minority are with regard to that. You before and now have the ability to go before a administrative law judge in the Department of Workforce Development and get back pay, or if you feel you're underpaid, the difference between what you are paid now and what you could have been paid. And like I said, you can go to federal court as well. Let me explain what this is about. And I think the primary beneficiary of this law that the Democrats originally passed was not women. The primary beneficiary was the trial lawyers, okay? For many years in the state of Wisconsin, you could say discrimination. So your listeners understand, Joy, most claims for discrimination are filed when somebody is fired, okay? They get mad. They don't like the fact that they were fired, and they say, what can I do? And they talk to a lawyer, or they hear from somebody else, well, just say discrimination. And today, almost anybody can say discrimination. It could be sex discrimination. It could be race discrimination. It could be that you're over 40. It could be that you're disabled. It could be you're a member of the National Guard. It could be that you have a criminal record. Just about anybody can say they're discriminated against. So what happens is you say, I'm discriminated against. There's nothing bad that can happen to you under the current system by filing a frivolous claim. You could have been the worst employee in the building. But now the employer's on the hook. Maybe the employer can defend themselves on their own. Maybe they hire a lawyer. But what a lot of employers, even under the old law, were finding is that they were hiring a lawyer. They were taking their management team away from management instead of having to attend hearings. And sometimes their lawyers were advising them, even if they were in the right, to give money to go away because they didn't like to pay. They didn't like to have their management team spending time on this sort of thing. They didn't like paying the lawyer fees, and they were afraid because they felt there was a bias in the Department of Workforce Development that even if they were firing their worst employee, that they would lose. And therefore, what was happening is even under the old system, employers were, when they got a claim, sometimes giving employees $5,000, $10,000 to go away. Now, what this law did is it said, in addition to everything else, after the Department of Workforce Development gave damages, you could go before a jury. And depending on the size of the company, you could give or you could receive up to $300,000 in punitive damages. Well, this is obviously a very difficult thing for employers, and that's why a wide variety of Wisconsin businesses made this a priority this year. You had the manufacturers, you had the insurance companies, you had the builders, you had the grocers, you had the restaurant association. All said, look, things are getting out of line here in Wisconsin. We've got to improve the business climate. We cannot afford to have, if we fire a bad employee, we cannot afford to wind up going before a jury and saying, we're going to give this person $300,000.
Senator Grothman, respond to Dale on Facebook who writes, if I understand this correctly, a law that protected women and resulted in no lawsuits in the 2 years that it was in effect needed to be repealed because business owners were afraid that if they broke the law, they would be sued. I think that a law that was so well written that people actually obeyed it was a good thing. So there were no lawsuits, he's saying.
No, there are many claims. Every year in this state, there are, I think thousands of claims of discrimination. And what this does is it affects the amount you have to pay out in these claims. Most claims are settled before you go to court. The reason they're settled before you go to court is that it's very expensive to go to court. So like I said, routinely, businesses give money to people to go away. And the amount of money goes way up if your exposure goes way up.
Let's take Art in Milwaukee. Hello, Art.
Hello, Senator and Joy. The Journal Sentinel on Saturday a week ago quoted you and another supporter as saying that this was a jobs bill that you had passed, and it was to put Wisconsin in line with our neighboring states, which, according to the Journal Sentinel, you claim did not allow such damages. When, in fact,
Depends on the neighboring state.
All of our neighboring states, we have four, allow for such both compensatory and punitive damages. Which ones do not?
Iowa doesn't. Michigan doesn't. Minnesota caps them at $25,000. Illinois, we believe, is three times the actual damages, but as a practical matter, I don't know what that means.
Well, as a practical matter, you're wrong in all four states, sir. On Friday, they ran a letter to the editor from me where I cited all four states. All four states allow compensatory and punitive damages.
Yeah.
So your whole rationale about this is a jobs bill to make us more in line with our neighboring states. We are now the one that's out of line. All of our neighboring states allow compensatory and punitive damages.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them have no caps at all.
Senator Grothman.
The information that I have, the information, the testimony at both the time the bill passed and the bill was repealed are to the effect that it was handed out to all the legislators, nobody's contradicted it, there's no punitive damages in Iowa and Michigan. That's what we have. And they're capped at $25,000 in Minnesota.
We are talking with Glenn Grothman, Republican State Senator from West Bend, Assistant Republican Leader in the Senate, talking with him about the repeal of Act 29, a law that Democrats called the State's Equal Pay Enforcement Act. The repeal of this act means that those who feel that they are victims of workplace discrimination cannot seek legal remedy in state courts. It removes the ability to sue in state courts for compensatory or punitive damages. What's your reaction to this, and what questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up after 7:30, our State Capitol Report will continue. We will welcome in our state government reporter, Sean Johnson, who will bring us up to date on the biggest news in state politics, including the latest developments in recall politics. That's coming up after 7:30. Right now, we are talking with Republican State Senator from West Bend, Glenn Grothman, and we're welcoming your questions for him about the repeal of the state's Equal Pay Enforcement Act. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Before we take another call, Senator Grothman, will you explain your comments that were in the news last week, including on the Colbert Report on Comedy Central? That did you say that there is no wage discrimination between men and women, that women don't want equal pay?
No, I think that's taken out of context again. This is the deal. The proponents of the act, and again, you have to remember that a small minority of the claims that this act affects are sex discrimination claims, and most of those claims are not even over pay equity. Most of the claims are somebody got fired, and they claim they were fired because of my race or sex or what have you. But the proponents of the bill say that, depending upon who you're talking to, that women make 75 or 80% of the pay of men in our society. Actually, what's going on here is studies show that for people under age 30, single people under age 30, women actually make more than men in today's society. The reason that if you do an overall study that shows that men make more than women is we all know there are married couples in which the woman quits her job to have children or is working part-time or whatever while she has children. Meanwhile, the guy is working hard climbing the corporate ladder, and there are couples who arrange themselves that the man is the primary breadwinner. Okay? So if you do a study, you're going to find examples in which a guy has been in the same company for 30 years and making a large salary, and the woman has been out of the workforce to raise children, gets back in the workforce, but is therefore not working at the same sort of job as the guy is. And in those couples, the husband makes more than the woman. You can call them a traditional 1950s couple or what have you. If you do a study then, once those couples are included, it shows the average man in our society makes more than the average woman. But that's because they have arranged their marriage that it's more important for that guy to make money than the woman who's been out of the workforce and now is just getting back in the workforce because her children are out of the house or her children are school age.
And you say that's the only reason or the only example that there's a wage gap between men and women in similar positions?
It's the largest reason. Like I said, if there was sex discrimination in our society, studies would not be finding that today, for single people under 30, women make more than men. There are enough of those couples out there that when you do a study, it will show that men make more than women.
Yeah. Louise in Green Bay wants to know, what about a stay-at-home husband? Would you be okay with lowering his pay when he returns to work for staying home with the children?
Well, that's a silly question, and it has nothing to do with men or women. It is true that if a guy gets out of the workforce for 15 years, say, to raise children, and then gets back in the workforce, he's presumably not going to start at a salary that his wife, who's been in the workforce constantly for 25 years, is receiving. So if you do a study, his salary will be less than hers. Yeah. It's just that, and there are stay-at-home husbands right now, it's just that there are less of them than stay-at-home moms.
You know, there's going to be a big rally in cities nationwide, including in Wisconsin tomorrow, people who are upset with what they're calling the war on women, and specifically this issue of equal pay. There will be an Equal Pay Day event at the Capitol. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think it's a partisan thing. We all know that if this is a war on anything, it's a war on trial lawyers. I mean, a lot of times people who make these discrimination claims are represented by a trial lawyer. The trial lawyer gets a percentage of the amount you get. So if you have a potential exposure of $300,000, and the business, rather than giving you $5,000 or $6,000 to go away, gives you $10,000 or $12,000 to go away, the amount the trial lawyer makes is more. And I'm going to emphasize, this is something I haven't talked a lot about when I've talked about this bill in the past. Most of these claims are not claims that women say they're underpaid because they're women. Most of the claims made for all forms of discrimination, or at least I'm told, are made when somebody gets fired. Because they're embittered, they're mad they got fired, what can I do to get back at my employer, and they say discrimination. So even then, among the 12 or 13% of claims that are filed claiming sex discrimination, I am under the impression, I don't have a hard breakdown on this, but I am under the impression that they're like the general amount of discrimination claims. They're claims, you know, where somebody was fired and said, I want something back from my employer.
All right, but if an employer... does discriminate against an employee, a worker, and maybe it is a woman and it is wage discrimination, why can't that woman go to state courts and try to sue for punitive damages?
Well, because I'll point out, it's something we haven't had for 30 or 40 years, as long as we had these things before 2008, before 2009. And I don't feel we had a problem of discrimination. The reason we don't is because there's no downside to filing the lawsuit. So people are filing lawsuits. And there's a fear. Another thing I think that scares people, having something go before a jury, it's the business community, instead of an administrative law judge, is a jury can, and they have to be worried about this, if on one side you have an employee and on the other side you have an employer, you can worry that a jury will say, well, on one side we have this poor soul, on the other side we have a big business, let's hit the big business for $300,000. And when we don't have that going on in other states, that's a very scary thing. And even if we did, it's a scary thing for business. I mean, that's a huge amount of money. Usually when I talk to businessmen who have these claims against them, nobody likes to fire people. They work with the employee, they try to improve them, finally eventually let the employee go and they feel they've been more than fair for this employee, and all of a sudden, boom, they get a claim saying, you only fired me because of race discrimination or sex discrimination. Then they have to hire a lawyer, they have to go through all the heartache of a lawsuit, and it's a very difficult thing. Right now, you understand, after this bill passed, you still have the right to have an administrative remedy before Department of Workforce Development.
Sean in Burlington is with us. Hello, Sean.
Hello. I find it very interesting, the hypocrisy that's evident in Senator Grossman's argument about men and women in the workforce, essentially men making more money because they have more experience when they've taken that away from the teachers of our state as a reason for a teacher to get paid more money. But my main reason in calling is to point out that this tort reform measure is another in a series of tort, quote, reform measures that are designed to take away the right of citizens to seek their constitutional right of redress in front of a jury of their peers, because the Republican Party has found and their corporate sponsors have found that they just can't get to juries. They can put all the judges they want in place. They can put all the corporate lackeys in place in their party, but they can't get to the juries. And these laws are written by the feudal American exchange, Legislative Exchange Council, FALEC.
Sean, you're kind of now just doing some name-calling unnecessarily here. So this is tort reform written by ALEC that hurts the citizens, Glenn Grothman.
Well, first of all, I'm the author of the bill. I never dealt with ALEC on this at all. I think we're repealing a bill that was somewhat unique to Wisconsin. I'd be shocked if ALEC even was familiar with this. So your caller's wrong there. The second thing, again, with regard to the discrimination, I think we all know in our lives, I can know a lot of couples that I know, in which the gal got out of the workforce, got back in, and the guy is the primary breadwinner. I mean, there are people who hate those sort of couples. There are people who, you know, call them old-fashioned couples. I know those type of couples, and if you do a study, that is the primary reason why men earn more than women. It's after they get married, the wage gap begins. Maybe your caller doesn't like them, but they are a reality in our society. What was his third point?
Well, that's all right. Annette on Facebook writes, the Dems are using women and race to win the election. I know women who are getting paid more than men, so should the shoe go on the other foot? Hats off to Senator Grothman for speaking to those without a voice. So some people are on your side on this one, Senator Grothman.
Right. And I'll point out, if we want a good business climate, that's good for men, that's good for women, that's good for everybody. It helps nobody but the trial lawyers to have a law in effect that I think unfairly deals with business. And I think a lot of your callers out there at some time in their life will know that somebody filed a discrimination claim against their business, and it was the worst employee after the worst employee got fired, and all of a sudden that business has to go through a lawsuit and costs to defend themselves, and that's just not a good thing for business.
Yeah, just a minute to go, though. The Journal Sentinel did editorialize last week that the repeal of the 2009 law harms discrimination victims, that you took away a way for wronged employees to get justice. A quick reaction to that.
Well, my good friends at the Journal Sentinel, I don't usually agree with the Journal Sentinel editorial page, so I think one of the reasons we have a bad business climate in the first place is too many lawyers or too many legislators paid attention to the Journal Sentinel editorial page.
Thank you very much for being with us. Glenn Grothman, Republican State Senator from West Bend. We'll check news and then we will talk with Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter Sean Johnson about other developments in state politics.